No woman, no cry.
Okay. Okay.
No woman, no cry.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. I remember.
Hey, let's start the fucking. Hey, Bob Marley is the GOAT.
I agree.
You ever seen that GIF and it's a thing like on the computer? You're like, trash.
Trash.
Well,
Bob the GOAT, man.
What?
As far as being a musician or an artist, he's definitely in the conversation.
Man, he's easily not even the best reggae nigga ever.
Who is? Ray Benzino.
Huh?
Huh?
You look like Ray Benzino.
Yeah, you look like Wayne Wonder.
and we don't even claim him.
Y'all don't claim him?
Not really.
He from the Bahamas.
He a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Sean Paul better.
No, sir.
No.
You know, get busy.
Shake that thing, miss. Ba-da-da-da, shake.
Y'all niggas funny.
Listen, but on a serious note, you're trying to tell me that Bob Marley is not one of the greatest musicians or artists of all time.
I can name five better.
You can name me. All right. You wanna? Are we gonna have a serious conversation about this?
Yes.
Or are you just being an asshole, bro?
Probably both.
I do.
They're doing the thing for clout.
Nah.
Doing the thing for clout.
That's a clout chaser statement.
You can't name me five reggae artists.
I don't like reggae.
No, we're not even talking reggae.
I'm talking about musicians.
Musicians.
Oh, you still can't name me five.
I can't name you five.
No.
Musicians greater than Bob Marley?
This is his thing. Because the other week he said Michael Jackson, the same thing.
He did.
I think he was overrated.
It's an influential thing.
For clout.
Justin is
getting one haircut in a month. Damn.
It's the influence, man. You gotta take that into account because you're
what did Mike influence?
Oh,
all your are you people, serious?
All your people. Chris Brown. The one, yes. The one
Vitiligo.
I thought we was
gonna King Noses.
Okay, we talking about Bob.
I thought we was gonna stop talking about R. Kelly up here.
Nah, man, look, free.
I gotta add a topic to that, but we're gonna keep talking about Bob Marley.
But
for now,
name five artists better than
for all time.
Musicians. No,
musicians, musicians.
Drake.
Okay.
Jay-Z. Some of y'all niggas like pop for some reason.
You're naming all goddamn rappers.
Yeah.
But they're musicians.
Chris Brown. When we talk about greatest musician, we're talking about not only from the music standpoint.
Okay, look, let's be real. I can't be real. I don't know nothing about
Bob Marley. So that's all he had to say.
Hey, Justin, what you say? I only know him from T-shirts.
I never
listen to your cousin mixtape again, bitch. The nigga from Lewisburg. I ain't listening to nothing else from Lewisburg. You don't like reggae?
I don't like reggae.
That's some hating ass shit, bro.
I can't understand him.
Nigga, you got a translator at a Jamaican restaurant with me.
Yeah, Justin be like, let me get the... But it's a curry chicken.
I'll say let me get the jerk chicken. Something. Hey, Jay got a.
He got to help you out.
He got to help me listen because I don't know what the fuck.
But nah, I just feel like when I look, because I was playing Bob Marley Essentials a couple days ago, and now I'm just like grooving. And I'm singing along because I know a lot of this shit because my goddad used to listen to a lot of this shit growing up. So I'm listening to it. I'm looking, damn, this song was made in 1978. This song is 41 years old. Like, I just feel like you love DaBaby. I feel like 40 years from now, ain't nobody gonna know who the infant was. You know, like, you know, like, yeah, like, I do like him. I'm not gonna lie, but in 40 years, his music would not be played.
No, here's my thing. I feel like you aim low with the comparison. 40 years from now, we'll know who J. Cole is.
I give you that, but I also feel like, okay, you say J. Cole, I feel like Bob Marley talks a lot about stuff that J. Cole talks about in a sense. It was just different eras.
J. Cole.
There you go. And you biased because you're from North Carolina.
And that is really more about me not liking reggae.
He don't like reggae. Okay. In no forms.
And okay. Like, the beat be cool sometimes.
Okay.
Hey, Go-Go too, shit.
So look, I'm a
Go-Go is trash.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we can do
Go-Go in the house, like
get a pot of pen
and we rock it. Now, but look, so sexy. Now, but look, so a topic I do want to touch that I didn't write down for us. I heard on the radio today, speaking of R. Kelly, that he's distraught. And feeling miserable right now.
For what?
In prison because he has all these letters from fans that he can't read.
Man, go ahead, bro.
I'm not lying. I heard it today. And then not only that, but they said besides the fan mail, the only other thing that he has to read is his Bible.
I know he can't pronounce Thessalonians.
But this is the thing. They said that he's upset and like distraught because he can't read his Bible, so he has it for comfort.
Hey, so here's
somebody
my
need to translate the book of Revelations for him.
But
he about to find out something real.
But they have
gonna fuck him.
They got him isolated. So
guards gonna fuck him.
It's just funny because I'm like, he can't even link up with the Muslim brothers. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
It's like,
no, let's be real. Right?
Can you imagine him trying to read the Quran? God damn, he fucked.
Oh yeah, R. Kelly done.
You niggas,
R. Kelly done. He done.
No. I can see him now getting frustrated. Milton. Milton.
Hey, look. No. Yeah. I have two things. So
I wish you motherfucking one.
Y'all, wow, man. Look, real shit, though. I only halfway believe R. Kelly can't read, bro. He wrote so many songs, bro. How the fuck he can't read?
They sign language. They in braille.
That nigga with drawn fingers, man.
Freestyle or something. I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Hey, look.
That little notepad of his probably all scribbled out.
But
now,
he talking about niggas sick. That nigga posted in the group chat a bitch with one leg and her sign said, "On my leg."
Yes.
That was funny.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
I ever told y'all some funny shit I seen last week?
What's that?
So I'm driving to South Point and I seen a bunch of cops coming. I mean, it's like 15 cops pulling niggas over, you know.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, damn, something big going on, right? And then come to find out, all I saw was a hearse and then one other car. Like, nigga, where's your friends at? My manager was telling me, he was like, I don't think a lot of people like them. You know what I mean? Like, bro, that shit was fucked up. So y'all have 16 cops out here.
A police escort for one vehicle.
Yeah.
And that was the hearse.
That was the hearse, and the other nigga behind the hearse got his flashes on it. I'm like, nigga, you good, bro.
Oh, it's not the one with the flashes. He ain't even part of it. He just like,
he got a flat tie.
I'm gonna make it to the gas station.
Hey, look, bro, I'm trying to skip all the traffic.
Look, so look, we're gonna get.
No, let's. Okay. We gotta finish up the initial topic.
The Bob Marley?
Yeah, I mean, okay. When you talk about like greatest musicians
artists,
and people in the music industry of all time,
yeah.
I mean, you gotta start talking about people like fucking Madonna.
Mm.
Yeah, what the fuck you mean? Right, do you
she's
know
on
what
Playboy
she.
Album.
if I feel like this, if you're gonna bring up Madonna, then you gotta throw the Beatles in there.
I mean, yeah.
You got these people like Beatles, Madonna, Prince,
Justin
Michael
Bieber.
Jackson,
Justin Bieber. You, bro, that's what y'all can't deny that man.
Hey, he got hits though. Yeah. He got hits.
Like I thought he was gonna die after 12. Like I was like, I mean, his career, not him.
Did Usher fuck him?
Yeah. No, oh, Michael Jackson did.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why the bang is coming. I guess.
Yeah.
Man, y'all dirty. Yeah. But yeah, but no, but
they came to snatch us.
This the last this episode.
Yeah, finally.
Finale.
Snatched.
The deuce deuce. But look, I do feel like Bob Marley is one of the greatest musicians or, you know, artists of all time, man. Like, I feel like the music that he made in the era that it was made in, it was made for everybody.
And like, that shit was, like, beyond his time.
It was. Like, it was. Absolutely.
I think it was way ahead of his time.
Absolutely.
Right. He was making 80 music from 1985 and 1977. It was cool.
Like, he made smoking weed cool. Yeah.
What you need to do is emancipate yourself from mental slavery.
SAT.
No, because I had so many fat jokes for that. Like, emancipate the chicken from your mouth.
What?
Okay.
Emancipate my nuts from your mouth. Like,
you want y'all been real horny for the last 10, 15 minutes. It is disgusting.
Took a pill yesterday.
Nah, but look, speaking of pills and horniness.
What?
You all love
listen, this ain't written down.
That's the segue to the next subject. So, going to my left, what is the best and worst sexual position?
I'm going to tell you like this. Every girl likes to be choked. And every girl likes to be mildly slapped. Not like haul off and Ike Turner her, like, but like you gotta
on some Bane Bros.
Straight like that.
Braces.
So you horny?
Smack her and spit in her mouth.
Oh, he know about it.
I'm playing.
Listen, your relationship different.
Women like getting their mouth spit.
They do. They do. They do.
I doubt it.
They do.
That's
like kinda, Louis that's,
no, not.
I'm trying to understand. I'm
cigarette spit right
now.
No.
So, it's been a post on Facebook floating around with like this girl getting her feet like sucked upon. You hear me? Like getting slurped up. I personally think the nigga that was sucking her toes sucked it. Like it, that's how. That's how bad
it was. Y'all been teetering for a while now.
Right, but that's how bad it was. Well, uh-huh. I don't know, bad slash good. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
No, but
she
put your girl toe in your mouth. While
yes,
you,
yes, you have, and yes, you have.
What?
Yes, you have.
Yeah. But
so you telling me you can't suck a toe, but you eat ass?
Yes, both.
Hey, look, them feet be on the ground, though.
Both of them.
Both of them. B-O-F-F-U-M. Both of them.
I agree, say at the same time. Just have
you a bad
throw
man.
It back like that.
That's Yoshi? You Yoshi?
He done gave me an idea. I'm about to stretch that bitch out. You
Pilates. No, but look, honestly, though. Like, what do you feel like is the best and worst sexual position?
I'm going to tell you the worst one. Don't ride me or it's over. 100% over. You got 32 and a half seconds and that's it.
For me to either stay hard
or get hard. So
you only saying that because you're a skinny nigga.
So is that the best or the worst?
That's the worst.
That's okay, so what's the best? You look like a missionary type nigga.
I kiss. I'm gonna tongue you down.
Told you.
I'm gonna tongue you down. I'm gonna choke you and I'm gonna slap you.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna spit in your mouth.
Ooh!
That's why you capping niggas always catching charges. Like that. Y'all, man.
Hold up.
Yeah. Oh,
Because y'all was a year after.
Listen. All right, Chad. So, what do you feel like is the best and worst sexual position?
By far, the best position is the back shot.
Doggy style.
When you hip thrust.
I can see you at Planet Fitness right now on that one machine. Nigga looking like he on the slopes.
Yeah.
So what's the worst?
The worst? I don't know. I don't think... Bro, there's no real position that
the
I
last
bruh,
one it, you it, would go
it,
to.
It has to be a position that either you do not like or that is just extremely uncomfortable for your size. No, I'm just
wait a goddamn minute.
I was thinking it. You
hey, yo.
What?
Okay. No. What do you?
You got way too much dip on your chest.
Yeah, I do. No, but you can't tell me that there's not a position that you dislike.
The very last one you would go to.
Probably missionary, really.
Okay. I think every man feels like that except for the most part. Except
that's the first one I'm going to.
So, Justin, what's your take?
My
favorite missionary.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, you be
like him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kiss you in the mouth, stare in your eye, and make you feel like I love you.
It's because you ain't got rhythm.
You get to go.
You don't know how to catch a stroke from the bite.
Yeah, no, that stroke from the bite, crazy man.
You don't walk fucked up. Like
you do. You don't talk about walk.
I mean, you do. You do.
Good joke.
Y'all fry me all the time. Fuck you.
Unless I know women can't ride.
That's gotta be Tony.
Yeah. you a goddamn liar.
Well, yeah, look.
Okay,
I'm
so,
still trying to figure out how you get head. Like, I can see a dude. Arm up, holding that tummy tuck.
I think I have enough clearance, bro. Like,
Why is it going here? Why are we?
In all seriousness, it's like a tie between missionary and backshots for me, though. I do like missionary because I do like the eye stare and the kissing.
Okay.
The worst for me is that lazy side booty fuck position you do in the morning with her breath stink, so you don't want to be in her face.
Yeah.
That's my least favorite. Because okay. I ain't got enough dick to reach around. If she thick, I got to like kind of position myself under her.
Under.
To her butt like this.
And you got to kind of lift it up too.
Yeah. And spread. It's like the whole
it's too much work.
It's too much inconvenience for a little dick nigga like me.
So I'm going to say for me, the best is probably
missionary.
No, absolutely not. I'm not gonna say doggy style. Doggy style, I get a little too excited, and next thing you know, it's over with.
Yeah, facts. You know, you go real crazy, boom.
Yeah, but probably reverse cowgirl. That might be my shit.
I ain't got no dick for that either. In all seriousness, like
how can we?
You about to describe your
dick? Ride disrespect. I said you definitely won't do it with your last lady. Anyway, talk about me.
Shout out to Rod, Hoop State.
Yeah, Hoop State Network. But anyway, no, real shit though. Reverse cowgirl, girls love to try to ride my dick like it's 8 to 10 inches. It always slip out.
Like a goddamn pony.
Like a pony. Stop riding it like it's big. You can't go up but so far. Like, you know what I mean? They try to get penetrated and it's like, he lost.
Yeah. I can hit the click. Nah, but I would say my favorite is probably reverse cowgirl. Or between reverse cowgirl or the Melvin.
I don't know.
You can do the Melvin?
I used to. I ain't as strong as I used to be, but I used to be able to do the Melvin. But the Melvin.
You do got a short, like,
I'm a reference.
I'm a stocky nigga, bro.
You're a stocky nigga.
So,
but the work, but my worst, my least favorite is missionary.
Why?
I just
don't like kissing y'all women.
I do.
I'm kissing her. I need all the kissing.
Deep too. Love making.
Right.
We can kiss afterwards.
So do you eat the box? When you eat the box, does your woman kiss you after you eat the box?
Absolutely. Okay. She better.
I was about to say.
You better lick my chin, too.
Shoot. I want you to taste what I'm tasting.
If she don't kiss you, that means she got something. Hey, shout out to Stanley Earle, too. He told me that.
Well, thankfully, she kissed me every time. So.
What?
Hey, first of all,
Justin,
you ain't drinking a week. Them pills, what you got? 3 days left on them pills?
I'm just like alcoholics like you.
I think you drink more than anybody. Don't do it.
Here? I only drink when I'm with y'all all the time.
we bad influence on each other.
Then. Right. Because if I say, he live with me and tell you, I don't. He really don't. Me. I don't drink unless I have something to do.
Yeah.
It just, I be bored and want to jack off. So I don't
know. All right. So look. Yeah. Next conversation.
Nobody said, so, I create these crazy women. My bad. Like,
so look, what's the one thing that you refuse to compromise on in your relationship, or if you were in a relationship? Because I know we got two single folks in the room as well. If you were in a relationship, what is like that one thing that you refuse to compromise on in your relationship? I want to start with Justin, but I want to go to my man Chad first.
Oh, you can start with Justin. Okay.
Nah, y'all relationship niggas, go ahead.
We want to hear this dumbass shit. Y'all single niggas about to say. It's stupid as hell.
What you mean?
Go ahead. I want to hear what you guys say.
My integrity.
What?
I really didn't know where he was going.
I wanted to say, so what does that mean to you?
Like, so it got to be from a reverse standpoint. Like,
he ain't got no.
Like, you're not gonna stop being an ain't shit nigga for no woman. Like, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, bro.
What he stands for is what he stands for.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm saying is, if I believe in something, that's just how I'm gonna be, and you know, that's what it is.
I think the question is, what do you believe in? One thing you believe in that you're not going to compromise on.
That we don't have to have arguments to think that we care. Like, we've been having, you know what I'm saying? Okay. We've been having that discussion.
You compromise? You're contradicting yourself then. Because you're saying be argumentative. Like,
no, what I'm saying is, what I mean by that is, it doesn't have to always be a fucking problem for me to show that I care. Hence, whatever. You know what I mean? Oh my god. Hey, oh my god, you so fucking stupid. And there's gotta be an argument just so you can argue back to show that you care. I feel like women do that a lot.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
MJ, what's your take? What's one thing?
You like to say, niggas?
Yeah, I am.
I really don't get PDA. Like, I'm not into that.
Why not?
For what?
And that's something you're not willing to compromise about, though? That's not serious, bro.
It really ain't that.
Nothing is
so
that.
So if you're saying you're not willing to compromise on that, you're saying it's a deal breaker.
Hold on. No. What I'm saying is everything isn't that serious. Like, this. What did you just say? I wasn't listening to you. I never do. But what did you just say?
Your phone did.
No.
You got a virus. Anyway.
What you stand for. Yeah. You don't even know what you stand for, but you ain't going to compromise on it.
I do know what I stand for.
You didn't say what you stand for?
Bitches.
So,
but my thing is, so like, what's the problem with PDA? Or is it more about like posting her on social media?
Like, what's the point of all that?
I don't get that neither.
I don't get that.
But I'm willing to compromise on it.
I can, like, we don't got to post a picture every single day. We don't got to, like, that's not...
Say what you're saying, bro.
I don't get it. But
I don't get that posting shit either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And a lot of women think it's because we don't want bitches to know we got a woman and all that throughout. I just don't think it's that serious. Now, if you like, okay, like we could be friends.
So I'm gonna tell you for me one thing that I refuse to compromise on in my relationship is previous insecurities.
Don't blame what the previous nigga did to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not putting up with shit that you went through.
Why would that even have to be a discussion in terms of compromising, though? That shouldn't even be talked about.
It should not be, but you know it's coming up.
But you know how some women can be.
You just like my last nigga.
Absolutely.
And it's quick.
Absolutely. Or they feel like, how can I explain this shit? They feel like, you know, they still have that bad taste in their mouth or a sour taste in their mouth from the previous relationship. So they try to go into this new relationship with the mind frame of, okay, this nigga gonna be like
the last nigga.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I refuse to compromise or put up with shit.
Somebody else's dirt.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So fat, bro.
For me, it's my sanity. I'm not compromising my sanity.
Peace of mind.
Can I change my answer?
Like when I feel like
I agree.
When I feel like I'm stepping out of that sanity box, I'm a one either remove myself for that moment,
right?
At that particular point in time, or I might just remove myself permanently. Like if it's if it's to the point where like you know what insane niggas think, like
I'm a child.
Yeah, so I'm gonna head to Walmart real quick. See who won aisle 9 type shit. Like if you can bring me to that level,
right?
I'm gone.
I feel you on that.
You know what I mean? Like
I've said on plenty of women, like I would not add extra stress.
I feel you on that because to me it's like I deal with stress at work and that's expected.
Oh my god,
that's expected.
I'm in the same.
But I feel like I should not have to come home to stress as well.
I'm telling you.
I feel like my home should be my solitude, my fortress.
Ooh, right.
You know what I mean?
Spell solitude.
S-O-L-I-T-U-D-E.
Oh,
okay.
T-U-D-E.
But
I feel both of y'all. Yeah, but. I guess it's why I'm single, because I will not add added stress to my life. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to put up extra stress.
But I get what you're going. I get where you're going with it. But in order to protect your sanity, you can't let certain things you don't let get the better of you. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you.
So you kind of like know how to filter certain things. You can just handle them. All right, cool. Whatever, so you got it.
Yeah, not for you, but like, so like MJ, like us being single. Have you ever like while we're in this single stage? Have you ever had like a woman like? Probably double, triple, quadruple text you and you at work.
Oh, you're not gonna text me? Have a nice life.
I'm like, bro, I'm working.
Yeah, that's just annoying as
fuck. Fact that we both work with people, like we have to deal with people. Me pulling my phone out in front of a person I'm dealing with. And you can't tell. I bet you are at work. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I had a girl like text me, like, you know, like I just feel like you don't have time for me. Like, I haven't heard from you all day. I'm like,
jump at work. Work all day. And you got the worst shifts ever.
Exactly.
Too.
Your shift is work. You're like, don't text me at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I guess you don't want to talk to me anymore. I'm still at work. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the fuck.
Because one thing I do know about you.
What's that?
You make time for all your hoes. Like,
no, but like, but in your instance, like, I would start doing shit like what these females say or do. Like, I seen a meme or something the other day, and the female was like, "Don't ask me what I'm doing. Text me with plans. Like, you coming to get me at 7:30? I don't get the shit neither." I don't get this shit either, but
she working a part time job. She at KFC. You gotta just make plans while she
while she dropping nuggets.
Right.
Can't see some nuggets.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like they nuggets would be better at Chick-fil-A's. But anyway,
you trolling? Yeah. You trolling?
That's the most overrated chicken nuggets in the world.
Only on Sundays.
Like only on Sundays, grilled chicken is trash. Like
they juicy.
Yeah, I disagree.
It's trash.
I disagree.
That's spicy though. That's spicy.
When did you have the grilled nuggets?
Somebody, you know, he everything fried, man. Somebody said you shouldn't be dating nobody making snackers.
If she can bring them home, why not?
I know, shit. Chicken Littles, bitch.
Chicken Littles.
Nah, we getting way too
uptight. We are.
What are we even talking about?
I was just saying.
We were saying compromising the relationship. Because I feel like in every relationship, you have to compromise.
You have to.
In order for it to work.
Reciprocity.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is like the 8th episode you didn't use that word.
Now spell reciprocity.
R-E-C-I-P-R-O-C-I-T-Y.
One more time.
You niggas is up here having the whole fucking spelling bee.
What is it?
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yeah. I'm glad. He'll say it. Reciprocity, that's my sentence. That's what I'm saying.
So look, on some sports shit, Jay-Z and the NFL got a partnership going. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
First of all, we got to explain what's the partnership.
Yeah, so So I guess now, because you know Jay-Z, he doesn't own Live Nation, but mm-hmm. he kind of runs that shit.
Rock Nation is under Live Nation.
Right.
Yeah.
So now it's like he's going to be basically scheduling and also like picking the artists to perform at halftime yeah. for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So I feel like it's a great deal for him because I know he's getting some money off that shit at the same time.
Niggas are mad though.
Hold on, let me finish. I feel like it's good because he gonna get a bag off of it. Mm-hmm. He might have some pull to get Kaepernick back in the league. He might.
Off on a little Super Bowl halftime show.
Hey, look, listen. Shit.
He had enough pool to
get Meek out of prison. So, come on now.
He's got money.
Bro, he has clout and influence.
He has something to do with it. I give you 21 over Meek.
Listen, have y'all seen the Meek Mill documentary on Amazon yet?
That's next up.
Okay. So after y'all see that, please let me know.
Come back. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But
either way, yeah.
But yeah, I do think that this nigga Jay-Z has fucking pool. And so I look at it like it's a double-edged sword. So like, yes, it can be beneficial, but at the same time, you know, shit, he can also just take his money and run. Or they can just use him as, okay, we got our black token. You know what I mean?
Like,
that might absolutely be it. Absolutely. Right. So you can look at it from either spectrum, I guess, either end of the spectrum. But I just want to see how y'all feel about it.
So me personally, because niggas are mad, like, because, you know, a couple years ago, he was like, I'm not performing at the Super Bowl nah. because of how everything is going.
Right.
You know? But that's not also, like, telling a motherfucker fuck the police and not wanting to join the police force to make a change in your, mm-hmm. you know, in your neighborhood. Jay-Z is doing this to try to make a change for the NFL. That's how I look at it. Because we know Jay-Z, the philanthropist, he's always willing to stick his neck out there now. Fro Jay-Z is anyway.
You know, Fro-Jay-Z.
Ugly Fro-Jay-Z is stick his neck out there and make a difference for us, you know. And so, to see niggas mad because, oh my God, 2 years ago, you was boycotting, now you want to be a part of it. Bro, like, you got to be willing to make a change or, like, help make the change if you want change yeah. anyway.
And get that bag while
And get that change. Bag while you think Jay-Z going to turn down some money?
No.
Hell no. Nah. No. He prefers... Rapper billionaire still won't turn out no money.
And that nigga Sean King says you gotta remember, like, Jay-Z's like first goal is to bring home that bag. The second shit is the, you know, the culture shit, looking out for the
second
niggas.
Be a great father, then the culture yeah, shit,
whatever.
And then at the end, just be a great husband.
I really don't. This ain't this shouldn't even be fucking news. Congrats to Jay-Z for landing such a gig.
But, yeah.
Why you don't think it should be news?
I mean. Why are people upset? Like, niggas
oh, you saying, yeah. yeah, that's what you mean by that.
Yeah, okay. Niggas just find anything to be mad at. Like,
right. Absolutely. I agree.
I mean, we've been saying
you know what I mean? Like, if you want to make a change, like Justin said, the nigga finally has a platform while he's making that bread.
Right.
While he's making bank, he now has a platform to kind of drive something. You know what I mean? Yeah. That whatever inclusion and all that shit that he's going to try to do.
Yeah.
Kudos to him.
Social injustices and yeah. all of that. Yeah.
Whatever. Dolphins going 12-4 this year.
I give them 2-15. that's they're gonna lose extra games.
And that's in the CFL.
Yeah, yeah,
I agree. This platform, like Chad said, should be his way to reach more people because everybody watches the Super Bowl.
Kaepernick done. Like, now, if he think he's gonna use this to bring Kaepernick back, Kaepernick don't know how to throw football no more. It's over.
He's working out that.
Yeah, it's done.
Well,
it's over.
I bet if he cut his head down,
I guarantee you he can be better than Josh Rosen.
It's over.
I can guarantee you he can be better than a lot of people.
Josh Rosen is trash.
Who the Dolphins?
And we're going to. Josh Rosen.
You know what?
Josh Rosen.
Kaepernick better than Dak Prescott. But we'll talk about that later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. We can segue into that, but yeah. Prescott yeah, is.
No, look.
But the platform he has, yeah. now it's all about what he does with it. Because he's right. going to have the people that's mad, and he's going to have the people, congrats. So are you going to be pro-black or whatever you want to call it? Or are you going to be, this is what they call, this is what they told me I can do with this platform. So I'm going to get, I have to do this and then do something else. So like whoever his artist is, who should be his first artist? His woke artist or pro-black artist?
J. Cole.
Okay.
That's his artist too. So
and he's and he's gonna get paid off of that.
Right.
So, you know Meek Mill gonna perform. Wow.
Damn.
Like I'm so sick of Meek. Like I get it. I was happy when he got up. I'm sick of him.
Bro, you say that now, but I'm telling you, like
I like Meek as a person.
Okay. You know they said ECSU was in that Meek Mill documentary.
It was, bro.
What?
It was, yes, bro.
Yeah, did he go to Lynch?
Yeah, they said the nigga was in bias.
Nah, he wasn't invited. He was in the Vine Center. And you can see the background of the Vine, bro. And you know that shit.
They fed him out Bedell, too.
Yeah, and
oh, word.
And you know that shit is lit, bro.
He probably had
Watch that. It's five parts.
Yeah, he probably had the baked chicken.
That shit good as fuck, bro.
He had the baked chicken that turned into the honey mustard.
Each episode is different. I think the longest episode is like 1 hour and 15 minutes. But
how many episodes is it?
Five. It's only five.
Word.
This is a great documentary.
So you want me to watch an hour and 15 minutes of Meek Mill and I never listen to a whole album?
I don't want to watch it.
So speaking about Dak Prescott, because y'all did bring him up. Do y'all feel like he's worth $30 million
a
season?
Who else ain't worth the money they got? Carson Wentz.
But did you hear the story that happened today? The story happened today was... that the Eagles hurried up and paid him because they knew, they felt like Jerry Jones was going to overpay Dak. So they felt like because they going to give Dak somewhere between 36 and 40 million, then that means they would have to pay Carson like over 40.
But why though? That's never finished the entire season.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So
the Super Bowl they won, he didn't play a snap.
He's still a Super Bowl champion, regardless, though.
He did get them there. He got them like what, week 13 or something.
Mm-hmm. He got hurt against the Rams. I remember the game vividly. Yeah.
But here's my thing, though. So
that's six more games, though.
It's like when they gave Joel Embiid that contract in the NBA.
He deserves it, though.
I didn't know. Yeah. I mean, but he had only played 31 games. They gave him 5 years.
So football's different. Do you think Ben Simmons deserved the deal that he got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a nigga not to have a jumper to get $170 million?
Hey, Rudy Gobert don't got a jumper neither.
But look,
Ben Simmons can. If you
were starting the team today, would you take Ben Simmons over Rudy Gobert?
Ben Simmons easy.
I need Ben
over
Simmons.
Rudy Gobert?
Yeah.
Gobert?
Yeah, yes. Gogert.
Y'all are
Rudy
tripping.
Gogert.
Y'all are tripping.
Yeah,
he's not even the one nigga on his team I would take. I'm taking Donovan Mitchell before I take him.
Absolutely.
And I might take
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is.
He's leading that USA team.
Man. What I'm saying is.
We going. Rudy, we getting a plastic.
Rudy Gobert. Yeah. Rudy Gobert has a post game. He rebounds. And he's one of the best defensive players in the league.
Right. Now I believe it.
So what list has Ben Simmons made himself? A rookie. That's it.
He was an all-star.
When?
This past year.
Who the fuck is in the East that plays point guard?
Well, you ain't. That's
Kyle Lowry.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's an all-star.
Kemba Walker. John Wall. John Wall was injured, too.
So what?
And Kemba Walker was a starter, bitch.
But listen, and has
Kyrie?
How many years have Kemba Walker played in the playoffs?
Don't do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Kemba only made the playoffs twice.
I thought it was once.
I thought it was twice.
No, I was only
once.
With Gerald Wallace.
He went on that team.
How old is Kemba Walker?
Probably 29. He's been in the league for at least 8 years now.
Close to 30.
I know he might be 30 on the dot.
He's been in the league for at least 8 years and only made the playoffs one time.
But that team, look, I read a story. Charlotte might be the worst franchise ever.
No, Kimball,
because of Michael
Jordan.
Fucking Jordan.
Hey, Kimball,
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Hey, look.
Fuck the kids. Yeah. I wish he would just go sell cars. Like, be a goddamn salesman.
They've been selling SJs for years. But let's get back to the point at hand.
Kimball Walker
Fuck Mike.
Should not be the best player on your team. That's why you won't make it.
Don't disrespect Kyrie.
I'm not disrespecting him. Okay, so Kyrie Irving should not be the best player on your team either.
What? You don't think so?
What did he do when he was the best player on
the
team?
You're right.
Kemba, Kyrie, neither one of them.
Should. Ryan said he's the most talented point guard in the NBA, though.
So what?
Who, Kyrie?
And so if you take Joel Embiid away from the Sixers, would Ben Simmons still have
me,
those numbers?
And you got to give me somebody else.
No.
Fuck that. You can't just leave me an open roster spot.
Listen.
I need somebody if you take Joel Embiid
away from the Sixers
right now,
last year,
uh-huh,
would Ben Simmons still have those numbers?
But there's a roster spot open. Yeah. So who's in the roster spot?
You know why?
Crunch. You got crunch.
I feel like if Donovan Mitchell wasn't on the Jazz, Rudy Gobert would still have good numbers. Great numbers.
Listen.
His numbers
He don't have no post game though. But no, listen though. He still will because Joel will be out the fucking way and he can do his post shit like he's wanting to. But listen, real shit. Look, one question, then we gotta get back to that. Prime Ray Allen or prime Steph Curry?
Ray Allen. I'm taking Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I give it to him.
Because he's taller and bigger.
Do you remember him hooping in Seattle?
I also remember that nigga Steph Curry hooping right now.
Yeah, but he hooping with a squad around him. Ray ain't had shit around
him. So let me tell you. I don't want to hear that. Because he made the Eastern Conference Finals with Michael Redd on his team, who was a beast.
No, let's not.
Michael Redd wasn't no beast.
He wasn't a beast.
He wasn't on that team.
Michael Redd was on that team.
No, can you remember who their stars were? It was Sam and Glenn.
Sam Cassell?
Yeah, Sam and Glenn.
Jew.
Shout out to Jew. I don't think Michael Redd was on the squad. But he won't like. He won't like Michael Redd.
So I think you guys are overhyping Clay.
I think he's overhyping. The world is.
People overhype Clay.
I disagree.
I feel like Clay don't get the respect that he deserves.
If I take Clay Thompson and put him on somebody like...
On the Orlando Magic, they're making the playoffs.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
They won't.
They made the playoffs last year without him.
You got to
So what are you saying? The
Magic didn't make the playoffs, did they?
They did.
They did.
They did. That's what I'm saying.
Boy, the 12th seed.
That's what I'm saying. So you put Clay... On the Magic, they easily the fifth or sixth seed in the East. Easily.
Clay not top 20.
So, bruh, Clay check.
Clay not top 20, no.
Clay not top
20. And look, 20. Y'all overhype his defense too.
Bruh, he plays better defense than Steph.
He plays better defense than Steph.
They're both guards.
Because Steph a pussy.
You and Clay the same complexion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Real white.
Man. You Blade Thompson with a B. Blade Thompson.
What? I ain't get that either.
With the same. Okay.
Now, but look, but back on Dak Prescott, though. Let's
you got to pay him that money.
Why?
You got to. That's how quarterbacks work.
30 years, 30 million.
Oh, yeah, he can get that $1 million.
$35,000 guaranteed.
Yeah, that's all he get.
Fuck you,
teacher salary. No disrespect.
No, but like real shit, like the way quarterbacks work, at 1.2 years ago, Matthew Stafford was the highest paid quarterback.
Bro,
in a league where there's Aaron Rodgers.
Type yeah, 8 years ago, Joe Flacco was the highest paid nigga.
Bro, it wasn't even eight years ago.
It was like four.
It was about 8 years.
Bro, I just feel like Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. He only got $22 million from the Jags.
He didn't deserve more than that.
But you telling me Dak does?
What? Okay, Nick Foles did not win that Super Bowl. He did not.
He was the quarterback.
He was the quarterback, just like Trent Dilfer the Ravens won. He didn't win that Super Bowl. He was just there. Joe Flacco.
Y'all are not going to treat Nick Foles as if he was Blake Bortles when they went to the AFC Championship.
He was close.
No, man.
Hey, look,
hell no.
You want me to tell you how bad, like, your Nick Foles was on y'all squad 5 years ago. As y'all backup.
And everybody was trash. Everybody was trash.
Who was he behind Sam because Bradford?
Yeah. Bradford was.
Yes. But,
Bradford robbed everybody he went
to. But listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But listen.
You know where he was? Kansas City.
Can we agree that Sam Bradford was a bust?
100%.
Yeah, but listen, you can't compare that because that same year we also had Todd Gurley and he only had like 800 yards that season. Jeff Fisher was the problem when Nick Foles was there, bro. It wasn't Nick Foles, it was Jeff Fisher.
But like it proves that Nick Foles wasn't as good.
When Jeff Fisher left, you saw what the fuck Jared Goff did the following year.
I still don't think he
did. You saw what Todd Gurley did the following year.
Do you not realize like Nick Foles rolled a coattail to that Super Bowl.
He got it done regardless.
Barely. He got it done. One touchdown he caught. From,
he was a decoy.
He did it. He got it done regardless.
Against the greatest.
So that even adds to my case, I feel like, because he was out there throwing touchdowns and catching them.
Man, did he throw a touchdown? Shit.
Yeah, bro. They won like 41-33, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. But
that was a high scoring fucking Super Bowl.
Hey, somebody find the stats of that game. I just don't feel like Nick Foles had that great of a game.
Bro.
You, matter of fact, the week before, because I was in Charlotte, they played the Falcons and they barely won that game.
Yes, now that game, he struggled.
I mean, every game he struggled, except for that. Maybe Super Bowl, he did okay. Did he win MVP that game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And he only got $22 million. Dak getting 30. My fear is if Dak gets 30, goddamn Jared
Goff. He's getting 35-40 somewhere in there.
If he gets 35-40.
Dak, you think so?
If he gets 35-40, what does the Rams have to pay Jared Goff next year?
He's going
to cut him.
Like, look, you got to understand, that's just how quarterbacks work. Bruh. Though.
But Dak is not.
When Jared gets paid, he's going to be the highest paid quarterback there.
You know who Dak going to be?
Who?
The next Quincy Carter.
Don't disrespect me.
The next Quincy Carter.
Don't disrespect.
I'm not even giving you that.
Quincy Carter like that.
Aaron Brooks at best.
Don't disrespect. No, bro. No. Don't do that.
Quincy Culpepper.
No, he's not, bro. Like, he better than that. He's been playing on $800,000 salaries the last few years. He wants to get paid.
Akilis Smith.
You real disrespectful. You look like
bro, Dak has won one playoff game. His entire.
Carson Wentz won.
My point is exactly. Carson that's what Wentz I'm saying. He didn't deserve the money he got.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Nick Foles Super Bowl stats: 373, three touchdowns.
Okay. Yeah, that one game.
Mm. But it was the one game they counted.
You gonna pay him one game? Yeah. One game.
Everybody does.
That's what I'm saying. He only got $22 million.
Everybody gets
and you're paid. Willing to pay Dak 30, and his playoff record is what?
I'm not mad at Dak. I'm more mad at Carson Wentz. Like Dak.
But like I said, the story was they paid him that because they were scared that Jerry was going to pay.
Okay. So I already know quarterbacks get paid way more than any other position. I get that. But do you feel like Dak should make more money than Zeke?
Yeah.
Hell no.
That's how quarterbacks
work.
Zeke is the reason Dak gets the prosper.
Absolutely.
That
offense works because of Zeke.
That offensive line is Zeke.
I would never pay a running back.
And I hate the Cowboys, by the way.
Can't. I would never
you
pay
can't
a running
pay a running back. Nigga, they fucking
5 years, 4 years, you
good. But let's be real. They damaged goods, bro. Yeah.
He needs to be paid more than Ty Gurley.
Who? Look at Ty Gurley.
Zeke?
Yeah.
Only because we don't know the extent of his injury.
Ty Gurley is on a decline. We can't argue that.
He's 27.
Bro, he got beat up at Georgia, bro.
Yeah.
He's getting beat up right now in the goddamn league.
And that's why he ain't getting another contract.
That nigga is a two-down back.
They said they offered
down
him
and a half. Like, he a wildcat nigga. Right.
But there was like, they were saying they were going to pay all three of them because Amari Cooper's up for a contract.
Yeah. He shouldn't get one either, but
what?
Go ahead.
What?
He should not be one of the top five.
But they
paid.
Gotta pay him top five.
They have
no, just because of where this shit is.
Yeah.
His like contract renewal.
And he had a
land
so out of the top five wide receivers in the league, who should he be making more money than?
Nick Foles.
Wide receiver.
You're right though. You're right. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying they have to.
Okay. Because yeah, I'm gonna say the Falcons need to go ahead and pay Julio.
AB got like 3 years, what, 84? No, it was something like that. He only got like 18 a year.
I think it was 17. Because he's like
he's 15 million.
Yeah,
$4 million.
Yeah, because he's number five.
He's
AB's
also,
number five on the list.
He's also an entitled asshole, but no.
He is. Right. AB's number five on the list. Above him is Jarvis Landry,
right.
Odell Beckham. They're on the same fucking team.
I miss you,
and then
Jarvis.
Mike Thomas, and then
is it Nuke or Julio?
No. I think it's Nuke.
Yeah,
because
Julio
only making 11 a year.
He taking a hometown discount.
Bro. Yeah.
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 That's what I'm saying. NFL crazy.
It is, bro. But still on the sports shit.
You don't pay running backs and you don't pay wide receivers.
Why wouldn't you pay a wide receiver?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I'm not paying him past 30. So, I'll give you that.
So would you pay Danny Amendola?
No.
I mean, he's had the most
catches. I wouldn't give a running back longer than a 3-year contract.
After you hit 26 as a running back, look up your retirement plan. What you going to do afterwards?
I disagree.
I say 28.
I disagree.
AP is washed.
That's what AP still had 1,000 yards last year. He still had over 1,000 yards last year.
500 carries. He should have 1,000 yards. If you can take two steps, you got 1,000.
But not like you. But wide receivers,
I just did the math. So bad.
Two steps.
500 carries.
But I just feel like wide receivers, they lasted to about 30.
Yeah.
Running back's about 20.
Jerry Rice played until he was about 40.
It's a
but you see the hairline when he was
playing?
Randy Moss played until he was about 38.
That nigga said he can go back right now.
Oh, I believe 36? I believe him. I really believe him.
Who?
If Randy Moss said he can go play, I believe him.
He can go back right now.
26 point. He probably
still 45. 4-5 something.
Yeah. Michael Irvin said the same thing, but I think he was on that coke.
Yeah.
I think Shannon Sharp can play right now. I was there hitting on that and then Mike.
Well, he would get folded so quick by Luke.
I don't think he'll get folded like that. He ain't no bitch. Shannon ain't no bitch now.
I ain't saying he a bitch, but Luke Kuechly will fold his ass up.
Luke Kuechly is tough.
Huh?
He got wear a neck roll now.
I mean,
yeah, that's because that nigga hit hard.
Yeah, like come on now.
Man, not a fan.
Ain't you a Panther?
No, but look, on some NBA shit though. Y'all heard about the Rich Paul rule?
Yeah, explain it for the people.
All right, so now the NBA is requiring, in order for you to be an agent, you have to have like a 4-year degree.
Right, and take a test.
You got to take some type of test. You got to do 3 years in some type of NBA certification program or something. It's just ridiculous.
Rich Paul is the only exception.
Oh, so he wasn't an exception.
He's an exception.
Okay, he was grandfathered in.
It wasn't that you just gotta understand you can't lose the biggest agent in the NBA.
Yeah.
So that's why they made the provision just for him.
But did you also see that they made revisions to that rule, basically stating that you don't have to have a 4-year degree now, but you still have to go through everything else?
Because Rich Paul spoke about it.
He did.
But the thing is, Rich Paul, you realize it won't like he was going to have bitch ass clients either. Whoever his client is going to be the biggest names in the NBA.
Shit, he got LeBron James,
Anthony Davis, Draymond Green.
Yeah,
some of the biggest names in the NBA is Rich Paul. You know what I mean? So he had to make that provision for him. But also, he can wait for a motherfucker to go to college for a year and get out. Yeah. That's what's so fucked up about the NCAA system. No matter what, it's a get around beside everything.
And yeah, it's loopholes.
And you know what? He figured it out. Because I don't know if y'all remember Darius Baisley. He skipped college. But Rich Paul, his agent, and went and got him $1 million internship for that one year with New Balance. And probably didn't do nothing but work out in shoes and
test New Balance sneakers.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Kawhi need to wear these. Yeah.
So when they.
What do you do, baby?
When they figured that out, oh, nah, we got to stop this nigga.
Right.
Yeah, but they weren't trying to stop him. They were just trying to stop regular niggas like us from doing it.
Yeah.
But
Rod, because Rod think he about
Rod swear him.
What's the other nigga that I hate?
The lying ass nigga.
Lonzo Gita. Ball.
I think Gita think he about to be an agent too.
Nah, Lonzo Ball. LaVar. I hate that motherfucking man.
I hate his kids. Now.
Only because of him.
One of them look like Mr. Potato Head is the one that's not going to the NBA.
The second, the middle child look like you.
LaMelo.
He do.
But yeah, that Rich Paul rule, man. That's PJ Tucker. That Rich Paul rule, man. I just think it was some bullshit that the NBA came out with.
Black, it was designed to be against black people.
It was.
You think so?
I can just see it in your face, bro. Like,
I ain't think you felt that way.
Not a black person.
Black looked like the struggle.
Yeah,
I'm going through.
But now, y'all know the USA team lost today.
Yeah,
bro, we up there.
Look, name the starting five.
Yeah, bro. We
you
went out
the starting five for real.
Me, Dirk you, Burgess, us, Trump, Brian Garnett,
you really don't know
DJ B out.
We better log up.
Oh, God damn.
You know, you don't know
who
that's talking about. You're talking about the USA talking about.
Oh, my God.
De'Aaron Fox, Donovan Mitchell, Chris Middleton, PJ Tucker, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, we getting a plastic medal. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, we get a little medal for participating.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
all right. Brooke Lopez.
Brooke Lopez. I thought he was famous. Bro, hey, I drinking some of that Angus. I ain't know what the fuck.
Who the coach? Tyronn Lue?
It's probably
y'all seen the nigga Tyronn Lue turn down the head coaching job for the Lakers to go be an assistant coach.
Nah, the Lakers didn't want
the Clippers. Nah, I thought they made him an offer.
I thought y'all gonna say it was Walker.
You sure?
I thought they offered the nigga like 3 years, 15
million
or some
shit. They didn't offer him enough money, so he didn't take it.
That's what I'm saying. Tyronn Lue. But it was
to coach the USA team?
No, the Lakers.
To coach the Lakers. It was like 3 years, 15 million.
Guess who the assistant that now?
It's Walker, right?
The Clippers.
He had the Clippers now.
Walker with the Clippers?
Tyronn Lue.
Tyronn Lue.
Oh, Tyronn Lue. Yeah, okay.
I thought
Walker done moved up, didn't he? Goddamn.
I know he going to ODU next.
Where is that? Like George
Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That was like 6'5".
Yeah, blue shoe. Yeah.
But now.
So look.
Come on in.
So look. Let me ask y'all this, man. If let's just say, put this out there for instance, we're all single, right?
Huh?
Let's just say.
Oh, hypothetically.
We're
broken with his girl.
Nah, we're all single, right? Let's just say us men sitting at this table came with warning labels. What would your warning label be? Like, you had a warning label that was stuck to your fucking chest, and every woman could see that before they. I ain't gonna say purchase you because that's what you sound like a prostitute.
Purchase, give me my 40. Yeah.
I'm broke, baby.
But before they was like, okay, this the man I want to date or whatever.
No, like, I want to hear from the inner relationship people first for once.
Yeah, facts.
What's your warning label?
I don't know. you know you're getting that.
Yeah.
As soon as I smile, you will see that. I don't know what mine would be, honestly.
Big gums. I'm sorry.
I feel like the warning label is shit that
click get stuck here.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, it don't get stuck.
Okay.
Slippery one.
Yeah. Slippery one.
Y'all is nasty.
Bro, I don't know, bro. Like, I'm trying to think of some shit in my head now, and I'm drawing a blank.
Dickless.
Oh, you gotta live here to see it.
Live here, yeah. So, yeah.
Dickless. Like, seriously, what do you think your
I mean, if I don't know, joke too much or some shit. I don't know. It would really be some shit like that. Like, it is very hard for me to be serious. But my thing is, when I'm serious, I'm probably mad.
So he just gave me an idea. So mine would probably be something about me being nonchalant.
I think that's everybody. I think that's every dude.
No. And he's not at this table. At his table, maybe.
At his table.
Yeah, but not at his table.
No.
A
lot of you ain't never met a bitch who nigga was overbearing.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Those the ones that cheat. The women.
The women
are the ones that cheat.
Like, you see how this nigga's calling and texting me?
Bro, I wish she would leave me alone.
She give me the lazy side booty.
That you can't reach into.
Okay.
Nigga fucking ass cheeks.
Yeah, like, she got her phone. Like, you see this shit? All the time. I'm over there working.
Sweat. So MJ, what would your warning label read?
What?
Have I fucked up?
Number one. Number two. I done been on the sink before, baby. It's some pictures that been out there.
Somebody said, like, MJ, you can't, you said something about PDA. Somebody said, MJ, your dick been on the internet. You got to be okay with it.
Like, I mean, that's true.
Is that really what your world level was saying?
Let me ask you. Was your face in the dick pic?
No. So, to clear this, somebody made a whole collage. And then that's how I got out there.
Who did you hurt?
I don't know. Ain't no telling.
I know who you hurt.
My past is extensive.
Mm.
Oh.
That's a warning label.
Don't ask for the truth.
I thought you were gonna say don't ask on tell.
That's what I thought you were going to.
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell. Cause if you ask me.
That's the direction y'all been going
all
night.
Lord Jesus.
Nah. So Justin, what would yours be?
Dick don't work.
Dick don't work.
You be on
these pills. Like, it might work. It's 5 to 7 minutes. Yeah.
Like, so you almost like a toy. Need batteries.
Yeah.
That's why you.
Huh? Now it's like the toys on the back end say you need AA batteries.
Boys, I don't know what's going on.
I need D batteries. No, you are 3GD. And I'm just saying, it's a lot of power.
Big time.
Big time.
But nah, real shit, though. My warning label.
We gone.
Look, I ain't gonna lie.
What episode is 22? We gone.
This nigga said he need an interstate.
A car battery.
A car battery. Y'all niggas crazy.
Hey, look. I ain't gonna lie.
A diesel.
We drank every episode, but this one of the episodes where Chad convinced me to smoke. And like, me and Chad are high.
Yeah, it was late, too.
So, yeah, late. It was late. Yeah.
If I die, it's fentanyl and Blaine Chad. Yeah.
Fentanyl.
But like, on some serious shit, though, my warning label will be can't focus. You know what I mean? Like,
they got therapists for that.
I know, but
he need one of them limitless pills.
You was on the, you washed tables in high school.
What the fuck?
You got ADHD.
Slow set?
Oh.
Nah, but like, serious business, like, I just
ain't nothing wrong with washing tables.
I just can't focus on more than one thing. If I need to step it up at work, I'm stepping up at work and I'm losing focus in my personal life. Or if I'm trying to focus on getting my personal life right, I'm slipping at work. So I just have a hard time focusing.
So,
but
where,
you got 12 with? What, never mind. We ain't
No. We going to.
I don't know who works. You or him. Damn. Damn.
Crazy.
That's not no snitching. He lying, people.
Yeah, it's exaggeration, bro.
Come on, my woman watch this and leave me.
I didn't know you was in a relationship.
I
wait a minute.
Yeah, he tell us that. The whole time we've been saying, y'all too single. Like,
I am single, but I'm saying my future woman, she can be like, oh, you out here with 12 women. Because I want them 12 women.
Yes.
Yeah. Pick a number, man.
Well, you want you number one now.
And you climb to the top. Yeah, exactly.
Even Jesus had 12.
Y'all is nasty tonight.
12 disciples.
Yo. I really wish y'all could have seen Chad face. You were trying to analyze what was going on.
No, we going off the deep end.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't
on,
even
bro?
Know
look,
where
man.
We are.
Yeah. We got to go.
Yeah,
we gotta go. But yeah. I shouldn't have laced that shit. But yeah. Hold on. Well, I don't like cocaine, but I like the way it smells. Good night.